It's Gospel 1590, 106.1 FM on demand.
Kim Latrice here with you, and today we're talking with someone whose music has really, really encouraged and strengthened us to keep our hope in the Lord. Thinking of songs like I'll Just Say Yes, one of my favorites, A Great Work, Worth Fighting For, and the latest reminding us about this season we've been in, doing something that hasn't been comfortable to do, talking about Big Steel. Three-time Grammy Award nominee, including for Best Album for A Great Work, Mr. Brian Courtney Wilson. Good afternoon.
Thank you. I'm floored listening to you introduce me. Good afternoon to you as well. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for stopping by and making us a part of your day.
No, thank you for making room for me.
Absolutely. So before we get into it, I know you are in Texas. Just after a couple of weeks ago, the craziness that was going on. How are you able to hold up? It's good to have you on the line, seeing God brought you through.
Yes, ma'am. Personally, we just had to deal with some inconvenience. The water went out.
Oh, wow.
Power went out. We had to boil water for a few days. As far as we could tell, things are back to normal now for us. Well, I want to invite everybody to keep praying for Texas. A lot of people still going through. We got people sleeping in their car, you know, while they wait for things to get repaired. And they don't have water right now. And so, you know, I was working with something with the city last week, and I just saw people waiting in line to get cases of water for 3 or 4 hours. And I'll just tell you, frankly, I think it's shameful that this is happening in the country right now. I think we all just need to pray about, well, how can we move forward to something better than this? What I saw last week, that just wasn't cool.
It really is a shame. I think a lot of us were scratching our heads, shaking our heads, praying. And yes, you said it right. Keep praying. Don't stop praying. Pray for Texas, for our country, period, because we are definitely in some perilous times.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because I think what's happening in Texas, there's semblances of it across the country, where, you know, people have been forgotten. If you don't have enough money or you don't know the right people, and you're not even aware of their pain to the degree where it troubles you. And so I think we got to, as a church, you know, just keep praying. First of all, be able to see people when they're hurting.
Yes.
And if you got something to give to help, you know, give it. And don't discount it. You know, like the little boy with the 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread that day?
Mm-hmm.
That was his lunch. He wasn't coming out there to feed the multitude, but he put it in the master's hand and it turned into a miracle. And I think sometimes we can discount the seeds that we have that could be put in the master's hand and turned into a miracle. But it starts with seeing the need and just saying, okay, I'll help the best way I can with what I have.
That's it. That is it. Seeing the need and putting some feet to it and meeting it. And your latest project, Brian, still, I understand that, like so many of us, we had to move worship to home during the pandemic. And so you co-wrote the majority of the album during the pandemic and recorded it under quarantine. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Fortunate in that regard. I want to salute my label, too, Motown Gospel and Capital Christian Music Group, for their support in that regard. We were talking about this yesterday, just how much of a blur that time was for many of us, how disorienting it was for many of us. So in many ways, this is one of my favorite records because of what we had to endure to get it done. And I think if there's some fruit to be born of it that people are going to really benefit from when they hear.
I believe that. Well, we've already been blessed by that single still. And I know the song definitely comes out of the pandemic. We all did not see this coming, just like what just happened in Texas and what happened last year, what we're still in. We didn't see it coming. But any personal experience that you can look at as well that may have inspired the words of this song?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, it starts as a confession for me, just about anxiety that I felt personally, which was heightened, I think, for many people when this quarantine first started. It really had me reckon with, you know, I'd already been kind of working on it on my own, but it made it more paramount. I mean, this needs to be confronted in a very real way for me. And so the gratifying thing about doing that, because it's always kind of challenging being that kind of that personal on a record like this, much less a single you're going to put out across the country, is hearing how many other people can relate to the story and relate to feeling that type of anxiety given life's challenges. And then also resonate with the fact that you can be still and know that God is still God. And you can rest in just focusing on your assignment, focusing on what God has instructed asking you to do in the moment and believing that that's enough. Even if it is, hey man, you saying you want to feed 5,000 people? If I give you these two fish and five loaves of bread, that's going to be enough. But just trust me with it. That's what I mean when I say we're going to be still and focused. It doesn't mean we're not acting. It means we're going to act by faith and trust that God is going to move the mountain. I think we all have that. We all have the faith that we can plant for a beautiful harvest. That's what yes is about. You know, I'll just say yes. It's about saying that yes, even though you can't see how that yes is going to turn into the miracle you need in the moment. You can't see how you're going to even afford to follow through on the yes. But you say it anyway, and then you watch how big your God is and how God manifests in the middle of your obedience. That's what that's about.
Well, we're in 2021 now, and in a lot of ways, we're still facing a lot of hardship. Pandemic's still going on, hopefully starting to see some light at the end of the tunnel, but we really don't know. What are some personal lessons that you've learned and maybe can pass on to someone, Brian, who's listening that may encourage them while they're waiting on God?
I would say, one, go ahead and say that yes, whatever it is. And if you've already said that yes, but for whatever reason you've gotten off track along the way, man, please extend yourself some grace and get back on track. It's not too late to turn around or to repent, so to speak. Change your mind about it and do it and go back to the yes, your first love. And then push yourself. Keep going, man. Keep going until you see a manifestation of the reason why God has even asked you to say yes in the first place. Man, even as I said, that seemed real spiritual. I just think that part of why we're dealing with what we're dealing with is that a lot of people are not seeing the need. They're not seeing the need as something that they can contribute to. A lot of people have been given instruction, but you have discounted it because you can't see how that's going to make a way. You haven't been able to make the connection. And so you go back to what's comfortable or what's familiar, instead of just at least dipping your toe in that Red Sea to see what's going to happen, see if the Lord will part it, you know?
Absolutely. If can't say amen, just go ahead and say out.
Am I rambling, Kim?
You're making sense. You are making sense. I'm right there with you, because if we'll just do it, then we'll see, not only for us, but those around us. So it just say yes. And while we're here.
You know what? Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to say, too. Man, start small. Do not forsake small beginnings in this. Start small. And don't start in ways where you're trying to compare yourself to everybody's highlight reel on social media and stuff like that. No, just start small and be consistent and watch what I tell you. I'm telling you. Let love lead, you know. Help the people around you and just keep moving forward. You know, we need you. I just believe it. I believe we need it. Somebody is sitting on a yes that's going to help us make a way out of no way.
And as we look in the Word of God and see all the people who God used, and when they said yes, hey, it made a difference. And it's making a difference for us when we look in the Word. And so let's just say yes. Well, Brian, anything new in the works? Anything else we can look out for coming up soon?
You know, I've been doing some interesting collaborations of late. Mm-hmm. That we're going to make a part of a deluxe project.
Okay.
I'll just say this. I went to Utah for the first time in my life a week or so ago for one of the collaborations. So I'm looking forward to everybody hearing one of those, because it was kind of surreal to me. I'd never been to Utah, and the first thing I encountered were these mountains. The mountains are everywhere when you wake up. So I enjoyed it, and I couldn't stay long, but I look forward to returning, and also look forward to people hearing the fruit of that trip, because I think it's going to be special.
I believe it. I know it will be. And from what you've shown us and how God has used you, we look forward to it. Once again, Brian Courtney Wilson's latest project, Still. Remind us where we can get it and where we can connect with you on social media.
Yeah, you can find us on Instagram at Brian Courtney Wilson, on Facebook at Brian Courtney Wilson. In fact, on Thursdays, we've been doing this thing called Breathe Again on Thursdays at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Okay.
I call it a song and a sit down. We've been doing interviews with, and man, we've been doing this since the quarantine started. And people been gathering every Thursday with me, and it's been a beautiful time. And so if you forget any of that, you can go to my website at BrianCourtneyWilson.com. And the music Still is streaming everywhere music is sold. In fact, I should mention this. We have a special thematic EP out on Apple Music and Spotify right now. It's called Peace. It's a collection of my songs, my catalog, that speak to peace. And we've been doing this for the last 5 weeks now. It started with Life and Love, Resilience, Focus. This week is Peace. And so you don't want to miss that. Add those playlist to your collection.
There we have it, Mr. Brian Courtney Wilson. Brian, it's been a pleasure talking with you. God bless you. Keep on saying yes, because we need that gift, that music, and we pray the Lord continue to bless and keep you and your family. Anything else you want to say before you go?
I just want to say thank you so much, Kim, for your graciousness and being so kind to us, sharing the music and letting me speak today. I really appreciate it.
It's Gospel 1590, 106.1, and the Afternoon Praise Party on demand.